T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Joe, we hear that that the owners are going to present the Players Association with their financial proposal at some point this week. Sounds like it could be as early as today. Do you think that that's going to speed this process up and we're going to get a resolution to baseball soon? Or is this just going to be more fodder for argument?
I certainly hope that it's going to speed things up, and I'm actually encouraged by the fact that it's happening today and not some other time this week. I think last time we had heard, I heard a Jeff Passan report, I think that was given on Friday, saying that he was expecting an offer to be made sometime this week. And I just think that the earlier in the week, the better, you know, because it gives you some more time. And I do think that it's important exactly what they're offering or what we've heard in reports as to them changing their mind, kind of backing off that 50-50 revenue split, which is good. It means that it signals that they're willing to back off and make a different proposal that has a better chance of success. Because as we heard from Tony Clark, the head of the Players Association, that was kind of a non-starter for the players. So it's good to see that the owners are at least moving a little bit in the direction of getting a deal done. I still don't think it's going to be something where the players are ecstatic about it. You know, I still would expect there to be a discrepancy there between the two sides, but I think that it's encouraging that you're seeing a little bit of progress happening, and hopefully the players can move a little bit, you know, inch closer to where the owners are as well. It's just a very interesting situation between these two sides because of, you know, I hear a lot about, you know, there's the millionaires versus billionaires, and the billionaires should have the money to pay. We've all heard that a million times. But while these billionaires are worth a whole lot of money, they don't necessarily have the cash on hand to pay out the salaries immediately. And that's why I think the deferred payments is a pretty rational solution here, because it allows the owners to actually kind of pay their debts when they're able to. Rob Manfred went on CNN like about a week and a half ago and said that the timing of this situation couldn't have really been at a worse time financially for some of the owners in the league, because it was right before they were about to get that big cash influx that is opening day. That is right. All these people coming to stadiums and paying concessions and getting those tickets and getting the ticket revenue. That all, you know, kind of in the life cycle of a year of an owner, they're probably at their lowest level of cash on hand right before they get to that opening day. So it couldn't have happened at a worse time, and hopefully they can sort of come to an agreement where the players can get their money, but just at a time where it makes most sense but it's most feasible for the owners to be able to do so.
Joe, when you were talking about the 50-50 split, I think that, like you said, as soon as we found out about that, we knew the players probably would reject that. But, I mean, you're talking about deferred payments. I mean, who's to say when those deferred payments will be paid? Because if there's no fans, there's going to be a big hit as far as, you know, revenue for these owners. So who's to say when this deferred payment will be paid out?
Oh, totally. And I think that that's why, you know, I think that, again, we don't know all the details of the situation yet, but I think that that's something the players will definitely be very concerned about in these negotiations. They're going to be wanting guarantees that they're going to be able to, you know, be on the receiving end of the deal that they make whenever it happens, and that's something that they'll have to work out. But I think that, you know, just both sides need to kind of be understanding of the situations that both are in. And I think that based on the owners coming off of this revenue split, I think it just gives us that sense that they're willing to come off. And I think a lot of this is just the natural cycle of the way a negotiation works. You know, you don't make your first offer as like the take it or leave it deal. You know, you kind of, the first offer you make should theoretically be the one you hope is taken. You know, it's kind of your worst offer, and over time you kind of you inch toward each other and come to a deal. It is interesting that in this situation it does seem to be the owners that are the ones who are making the proposal to the players, and I think that gives the players a little bit of an advantage in the negotiations, because they kind of get to see the information that's getting passed to them before they make a decision or a counter proposal. But yeah, I mean, there are definitely going to be issues that arise with, I think, any proposal that the owners send over. And again, I don't expect the players to be ecstatic about whatever is sent to them today or tomorrow, whenever the proposal is sent. I do think there will continue to be some back and forth that goes on between these sides, but I just think that this is an encouraging sign that we are on the cusp of getting something done in the next few weeks here.